Hey, Mindy here, and before we start the show, I just wanted to invite you and your family to become members of the World Organization of Wowzers. Members of the WOW not only help to support the making of this show, but there are some pretty big perks in it for you, too. With your membership, you'll receive a welcome box with a members-only t-shirt, an autographed photo of Guy Raz and me, plus annual birthday greetings, digital access to over 700 episode-specific activities, and more. Plus, for every membership purchased, Tinkercast will donate a teacher membership to an underserved classroom via FirstBook. Grown-ups, for more on becoming members of the World Organization of Wowzers, just visit tinkercast.com/membership. That's it. Now let the games begin.
Oh, hey, Guy Razzie. What you reading there?
Oh, hi there, Mindy. I'm reading a book about elephants, and you'll never believe what the pages are made of.
Trees?
Nope. Try again.
Unpaid parking tickets?
No, Mindy. All of the paper in the book is made from recycled elephant dung.
Wait, what?
Recycled elephant dung.
You mean recycled poop?
Yeah, and it's really soft. Here, feel it.
Oh, yeah. That's okay. I think I'll just take a pass.
Oh, no need to worry. They clean the fibers from the dung really well before they use it to make the paper. See, it even smells like normal paper.
Toilet paper.
Mindy, paper made from recycled elephant dung helps to save trees. And when we save trees, we're saving the planet. And when we're saving the planet, we're saving ourselves. And when we're saving ourselves, we're saving...
I think we're going to have to save the rest of this conversation for later, Guy Raz. We've got a game show to do.
Oh, right. Places, everyone.
Start the engine.
Feed the fish.
And turn on the dishwasher in 3, 2, 1.
And now, for everyone's second favorite game show after If a Jellyfish Could Talk, Would It Want to Talk About Sting? It's 2 Whats and a Wow!
It's time for another stinking round of Two Whats and a Wow!
Two Whats and a Wow!
The scientific game show that separates the wows from the whats! The category for today is... Species Feces! Mindy, why don't you refresh our contestants on how the game works?
You know it! Wowzers, we are going to present you with 3 scientific statements about animal feces, or poop, but, and this is a big but, only one of those statements will be a true wow. The other two, just a couple of made-up whats!
Okay, let's get started. Which of the following statements is a true scientific wow about species feces? Is it A, there's a type of caterpillar whose feces resemble the shape of a bird?
Or is it B, the methane in animal feces can be used to create electricity?
Or is it C, pink sand is made up of butterfly fish feces?
When you think you know the answer, whisper it to an expired milk carton in your refrigerator.
We're going to take a quick break to give you a chance to think, and when we come back, we'll reveal whether your wow is the winning wow.
Two Whats and a Wow will be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
This message for parents comes from Storytime with Josh and Blue, Nickelodeon's official Blue's Clues and You podcast. Grown-ups and kids can join Josh and Blue on more adventures. In each episode, Josh helps Blue settle down by reading her a story. You'll hear Josh having lots of fun, doing tons of silly voices, all leading to the grand finale, a restful snooze for a dog named Blue. Binge all 10 episodes of Storytime with Josh and Blue wherever you get your podcasts, and catch Blue's Clues and You on Nickelodeon.
The past is never past, and every headline has a history.
I'm Ramtin Arablouei.
I'm Rund Abdel-Fattah, and we're the hosts of Throughline, NPR's history podcast.
Each week, we go back in time to better understand the present,
bringing lesser-known stories and perspectives to the surface.
Subscribe and listen to Throughline from NPR.
That's it. Now back to the show.
Okay, wowzers, it is time to reveal the winning wow.
But before we do, let's do a quick review.
We gave you three scientific statements about animal feces and challenged you to guess which one was the one true wow.
Was it A? There's a type of caterpillar whose feces resembles the shape of a bird.
Or was it B? The methane in animal feces can be used to create electricity.
Or was it C? Pink sand is actually made up of butterfly fish feces.
And to answer today's question, joining us by phone, it's Oliver from Washington, D.C. Oliver? What's the wow?
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is Oliver. I'm 7 years old, and I live in Washington, D.C. My wow is that animal poop can be turned into electricity. Say hi to Thomas Fingerling for me.
Winner, winner, electricity for dinner!
If you guessed B, that the methane from animal feces can be used to create electricity, you found the winning wow.
The key to cleaner energy might just be to dirty it up a little. Turns out that when you let cow poops decompose, they produce a methane-rich biogas that can be turned into power. You can also dehydrate poops to generate a fuel similar to coal energy.
Now, if you guessed A or C, you weren't too far off. While there isn't a caterpillar whose feces resembles a bird, there is a caterpillar, commonly known as the bird poop caterpillar. And this caterpillar can camouflage itself as a bird poop to defend itself from predators.
And if you guessed C, it turns out the pink sand beaches of Hawaii actually come from parrotfish poop. These parrotfish grind up the coral skeletons they eat and excrete it as sand. They produce hundreds of thousands of pounds of sand or poop each year.
Now, Mindy, why don't you tell our winning wowzers what they've won?
Well, Guy Raz, all of our winning wowzers today will be taking home their very own invisible toilet paper raincoat. This cozy and fashionable piece came straight to us from a failed runway run at New York Fashion Week. It might not protect you from the rain, but it is two-ply.
Okay, well, congratulations to all of the winning wowzers. That's just about all the time we have for today.
But before we go, we have a little scientific challenge for you. We call it Operation Don't Lose It, Reuse It.
We talked a lot today about different ways that human and animal waste can be reused to make paper and generate energy. Once it's properly cleaned, of course.
We challenge you to reuse something, too. But just to be clear, we do not want you to reuse anything that should be flushed down the toilet.
Find something around your house that you typically throw away, like a snack bag or a straw or a sheet of paper. And instead of throwing it away or recycling it, find another use for it.
Maybe that snack bag can be turned into a purse, or a sheet of paper can be turned into a tiny origami hat.
And don't forget to take a photo or a video. Grown-ups, you can upload pictures and videos to us at tinkercast.com/share.
And be sure to come back on Monday for a brand new episode of Wow in the World, and again on Friday for a new episode of Two What's in a Wow.
Until then, keep on wowing! Two Two Whats and a Wow is produced by Mindy Thomas and me, Guy Raz.
Our writers' team is made up of Anna Zagorski, Darnell Walker, and Heba Gouda.
Jason Rabinowitz adds the wows as our audio producer. Jessica Bodie keeps our facts straight. Jacob Stein rounds out our creative team. And Meredith Halpern-Ranzer powers the wow at Tinkercast.
Special thanks to Anya Grundman and the team at NPR.
Our theme song was written and composed by the Pop-Ups. For more on their three-time Grammy-nominated all-ages music, find them at thepopups.com.
Also, Two What's in a Wow is now a book. Find the Two What's in a Wow Think and Tinker Playbook wherever books are sold, or visit tinkercast.com/shop for more info.
And if you'd like to become a member of the World Organization of Wowzers, where you can get an autographed picture of me and Mindy, an exclusive t-shirt, magnifying goggles, special activities for each episode, and much more, visit tinkercast.com to find out how.
And for more up-to-date news, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Wow in the World. Our email address is hello@wowintheworld.com.
Finally, if you're a kid with a big wow to share, it could be used on an upcoming episode of Two What's in a Wow. Call us at 1-888-7-WOW-WOW.
Thanks again for listening. Now go forth and find your wow.
Two What's in a Wow is made by Tinkercast and sent to you by NPR.